Now, off of Africa and into the Middle East, we are now joined on the line by Dr. Ronit Levine-Schnurr, who is a senior lecturer at the Tel Aviv University Faculty of Law. And as you may have noticed, there's been quite a lot of kerfuffle, and in fact a whole riot of kerfuffle and protest about the recent draft law involving the Haredim, the ultra-Orthodox, in Israel. And this has caused lots of issues. It's been an issue in Israel for many years. And this is just the latest question, which is affecting the government coalition. Dr. Ronit, thank you for joining us on Chai FM.
Hi, how are you?
I am very, very well. Thank you for being here. For people who aren't so aware of this issue, where did it come about that there is this tension around the ultra-Orthodox not serving in the army?
So for years, there have been all kind of attempts and even experiments in drafting the ultra-Orthodox, who, as a society of learners, for yeshiva bochers, used to enjoy exemption from the mandatory military service. However, as this has never been properly regulated by the Knesset, by the parliament, and for some years there were some temporary arrangements, but they did not last. So as of end of 2025, November 2025, the Israeli Supreme Court provided the final decision saying that at the current state of affairs, there is no law allowing the government not to draft the ultra-Orthodox, because the demand to be drafted, to the requirement that all will be drafted, is mandatory, and the government cannot just accept a certain population of yeshiva bochers just because it thinks that's the right thing to do. It has to regulate it, and since it never did, then it has to pursue the drafting. Now, since then, since November 2025, the government is unable to pursue such a legislation because the disagreements are so wide and broad, okay? Because the Likud party, the prime minister party, is not only siding with the ultra-Orthodox, because we are experiencing a long period of time when we are at war. We had suffered many victims, and the military's needs are very high, are very demanding at the moment. And so for the army, for the Ministry of Defense, and for several members of the coalition, simply accepting yeshiva bochers from the mandatory draft is unacceptable. And so what is happening is that the government is unable to legislate. However, the Supreme Court already decided, as I said, in November 2025, that the government has to effectively enforce the law that mandates the drafting of the ultra-Orthodox. And despite that, there is no law and there is no enforcement of the requirement to serve in the army. And this is why the only people who actually try to enforce these quality norms are the Supreme Court on the one hand and the Attorney General. And in the past few weeks, and especially last night, we have seen, witnessed personal attacks on the Supreme Court Justice Solberg, who is one of the justices who ordered on the enforcement mechanism due to the government's reluctance to enforce the law. And this is following the ongoing attacks on the Attorney General. And so, unfortunately, there is no law, there is no rule of law, there is no commitment to equality, there is no order. And unfortunately, this is what the government is advancing. And last night it led to violent attacks on the Supreme Court justice, personal home, and his family, his wife. They were all just astonished by this kind of attack. And who would have believed we will get to a point in which such things are not not only prohibited, but also, at least to an extent, permitted by the leaders of the ultra-Orthodox community, or at least some portions of it, just as a part of their fight to oppose the enforcement mechanism imposed on them by the court.
So one of the things that's also, I think, driving this, or have been suggested that's driving this up, is the question of the upcoming election. As you said, this issue has become a lot more sharp because of the ongoing military engagements in the region. Is the fact that an election coming up may be likely to find a way that people can find a way to solve this particular problem?
So at the moment, I mean, nobody knows what the ultra-Orthodox parties or party leaders would actually do. But recently, one of the main leaders, Rav Landoi, announced that he is no longer seeing himself committed to the bond that was made with Prime Minister Netanyahu from early on of this coalition, because, as Rav Landoi said, the Prime Minister has not been able to succeed in the attempts to legislate proper exemption from the duty. So that supposedly led to that the Knesset already voted a preliminary vote on bringing an end to this session of the Knesset and advancing the date of the next elections. So, of course, there are political effects to this failure, and this is one of the main reasons the coalition would not last. However, it would only affect a couple of weeks maximum, because we are nearing the full 4 years of this cycle of the coalition. So,
One last question which I have on this. I mean, obviously, there's this issue of jailing and anti-draft law. Given the number of Haredim that are actually now not serving, it's actually a considerable number, and the army needs them, but there's also problems of integrating them. Are there alternatives to arresting people for this, given the extent to which this is now part of the society?
There are simply no arrests. Less than 20 arrests of Haredic people. It's not about the arrest. It's about the economic sanctions, the economic measures that were imposed on them. All kind of tax waivers and all kind of benefits and support from the state's budget and stuff like that. So it's really not about arrests. It's about just plainly saying, look, if you are not complying with the law which mandates the drafting of these people, just as my son is about to be drafted next year, and I wouldn't even think that I have a special reason to not to abide the law, because this is our country, this is our land, we have to serve the army. But they, for them, it's unacceptable to do so, regardless of the fact that there is no law that permitting such a discrimination based on religious observation. So it's really not about arrests. It's about saying, look, it has come to an end. It's been for over 78 years now that you have been exempted, and we cannot pursue that any longer. And they are pulling and pushing all their forces to stand against that. and that's acceptable. The problem is that the government, instead of resisting these attempts to violate the rule of law, is actually more directly or less, they are accepting this behavior, and they are supported by these members of the coalition who simply don't care about the shared values of commitment to the land. Now, I understand they have a claim to shared values of commitment to the Jewish people's tradition and to the idea of the society of learners, and I have all the respect to that. However, as a lawyer, I must say, if you fail to comply with the law, then don't think it's all right not to be subject to enforcement, whatever type or whatever kind of enforcement that is imposed on you. And this refusal to accept the fact that you are violating the rule of law, this is what is...
Well, that's Dr. Ronit Levine-Schnur, from a senior lecturer at the Tel Aviv University Faculty of Law. Thank you so much for joining us on 101.9 Chai FM, explaining to us some of the intricacies of the Haredi protests happening